The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
This is Fresh FM. I'm joined on the line by James. He's down at State Cinemas. That means it is time for another At The Flicks. We're catching up with what is happening down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson, home of Nelson's biggest screen, best sound, and wonderful staff. Hi, James.
Beautiful introduction. I've lost words, which doesn't help with radio. Hello, Matt. How are you?
I'm very good, my friend. Very good. How have things been down at the cinema over the last week?
Yeah, things are really good. We are laying the tracks for the upcoming school holidays, so preparations being made for those. We have got the Italian Film Festival coming up. We've got some big releases that are doing really well. So it's all happening, and as I look outside the windows now, it is grey and rainy, which, as anybody knows, is the ideal weather to come and watch a movie.
Yeah, it's good. You can just forget about the outside world and just ease into your seat and, let another reality take over. So, yeah, perfect weather for it. What have you got to offer for this perfect weather?
What a smooth segue. So we have got... First of all, I'd like to draw everyone's attention to the fact that Toy Story 5 is getting rave reviews and opens to the biggest weekend release of any Toy Story movie.
Wow.
So if you are a fan or if you have enjoyed the Toy Stories of days gone by, come down and watch Toy Story 5. It's a lovely film. Continues similar themes to previous Toy Story films. It's funny. It will make you laugh. There will be tears shed. And it's, highly recommended, especially with the school holidays coming.
Yeah.
Toy Story 5, still out and going strong at State.
Nice. And lots of people will be looking for school holiday entertainment, especially if some of this wet weather does kick around. So assuming then, not only Toy Story, you're going to have a few more family-friendly releases coming out.
We do. We have the first new release I'd like to talk about today is Minions and Monsters. So the latest in the Despicable Me offshoot Minions, Illumination Studios bring it to us. And this one, our friends go back in time to the 1920s. The rambunctious, ridiculous, and totally true story of how the Minions conquered Hollywood, became movie stars, lost everything, unleashed monsters into the world, and then banded together to try and save the planet from the mayhem they just created. So, one of the lovely things about Minions is they always paid homage. Is it homage or homage? I'm never sure. I'm going to go with homage because I'm feeling pretentious. So Minions paid homage to the kind of early silent films. As you know, they talk in kind of a gibberish and a banana at the bottom, which kind of, and a lot of the comedic effect is a bit slapstick and a bit silent movie. So this Minions and Monsters plays into that by going back into 1920s Hollywood. It features a very cuddly and cute Cthulhu. Yeah. So if you want your Minions to be with Cthulhu in the who wrote the Cthulhu film?
Lovecraft.
So if you want your Minions with a dose of Lovecraftian monsters, this is the film for you. But it carries on that really anarchic, rambunctious humour of the Minions films. The Lovecraftian Cthulhu-ness is very child-friendly. It's fun and silly. Don't let that put anyone off. You'll be laughing. It's just... I love them. I think the Minions are an absolute breath of fresh air. My 3-year-old and 7-year-old laugh just as much as I do at fart jokes. So... In homage to that, come and see Minions and Monsters. It's going to be an absolute riot. And whilst we're talking about Minions and Monsters and Toy Story 5, we are beginning our new Farno Pass. So we've got a ticket for $50 that is 4 tickets, 2 kids minimum. So it's a family ticket.
Nice, nice.
But it's an absolute bargain. And if you have more than 2 kids needing to come with that ticket, just get in touch and we can add an extra child on for a discounted price.
Brilliant.
So, Farno Pass, $50, four tickets, two kids minimum. It's best value you could possibly get. It makes it possible for families, any family, to come to the cinema and enjoy such riotous fare as Toy Story 5 and Minions and Monsters.
Nice, nice. That is a really good pass that you have going, and I'm sure lots of people are going to take this up. I've never seen Despicable Me. I've never seen any of the Minions characters, but I know them very well because you can't help but have bumped into them in places. I love Cthulhu. Yep. I love that whole Lovecraftian world. And yeah, when I saw the little green Cthulhu-esque looking character, I was like, that looks like Cthulhu. I'm not sure what's happening here. Interesting. Wow. All right.
This might be the ideal opportunity for a naysayer like yourself to be into the Despicable Me Minions universe.
Yeah. Look, I've felt like it's been too long and I can't possibly join in at this stage. I've just missed too much, but maybe not.
The meta and the lore you think is going to be too much for you. You're not going to get the in jokes and the callbacks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what, Matt?
Was it
a gentleman of your sophisticated pop culture intelligence? I think you're going to be all right.
I think so.
Do you still laugh at little yellow people running around bashing into each other and saying bottom?
Oh, who wouldn't?
Throw in Cthulhu.
Yeah.
Bish bash bosh.
Boom. Okay. Done. All over that. Some Minions and Monsters. What rating is on it then? If it's obviously not super scary, Cthulhu.
It's 16. So Minions and Monsters is PG parental guidance, and that is rated PG for violence and coarse language. We would expect nothing less.
Yeah.
And that is playing multiple times a day. Come along and see it because it's terrific fun.
Cool. All right. I'll have to do that. Seriously, it's so strange that I have not interacted with any of them. But anyway, Minions and Monsters, part of the lineup that's going to be very, very family friendly through the rapidly approaching school holidays. Okay, so we've talked about a couple of family friendlies. What else have we got lined up?
Well, we're going to talk about family friendly, but older kids, so families with older kids,
and
no kids at all, just actual adults can come to this one. This is Supergirl. So James Gunn, the James Gunn helmed DC cinematic universe continues with Supergirl. When an unexpected and ruthless adversary strikes too close to home, Supergirl reluctantly joins forces with an unlikely companion on an epic interstellar journey of vengeance and justice. So Supergirl is somewhat reluctantly drawn into the latest DC superhero adventure. It's very Superman. It's big, broad strokes. It's men in tights doing heroic things. And not just men in tights. Supergirls in tights too.
Fair.
It's everything that you could possibly want from a superhero film. It does not for the youngest audience, but it's rated M and rated M for violence. But it's going to be everything you want from a superhero film.
Sure.
Supergirl is out today.
All right, out today, and the DC, this Marvel thing, I think, DC Universe, I think, has been a little bit darker than some of the Marvel offerings. Do you think this still has a slightly darker twist, or am I wrong there?
It does, yeah. So DC, the DC Cinematic Universe has never been as sort of globe-conquering as Marvel. It struggled slightly to find its footing early on. The latest addition, so since James Gunn has come on board to be the helm of the good ship DC, things have lightened up slightly. It's still darker, I would say, than the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Supergirl does have darker elements, but it's not. Do you remember the Batman versus Superman, the kind of the proper, everything was raining all the time? Just a little bit much. This isn't that. It doesn't strike that tone. She is Millie Alcock plays Supergirl, and she has her own demons. She's struggling with being a teenager. She's drinking a little bit. So it is dark, but it's teen-friendly dark.
Yeah. Look, teens like a bit of grit too, I think.
Why? I mean, kids do, right? Why? The minions are funny because they're popular because they run around hurting each other, right? And kids still love Roald Dahl because Roald Dahl tackles themes and has dark stuff in it. Let's not try and suggest that everything has to be light, fluffy, and rainbows all the way.
True, true.
A bit of darkness is, without wanting to get too heavy, man, the world isn't all light and fluffy. So popular culture reflects that.
Yes, and
Supergirl reflects that. But not overly, right? It's not despair and despondency. It has an emotional heart. But it's entertaining and sort of early teens upwards, I would suggest, we'll get a lot out of this film.
Good. All right. Supergirl. Go check it out on at State Cinemas at the moment. Lots of screenings?
Lots of showings, lots of screenings. I couldn't have put it better myself. And you are quite right.
Thank you. And it's
all in one place.
All right, all down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. Okay, so we've got, three films so far that are going to be a good fodder for the school holiday season. What else is happening down at State Cinemas, James?
Now, just because the kids and the youth are not in school doesn't mean that grown-ups can't come down to State and enjoy a bit of, highbrow quality cinema. And we have got, fresh from a sold-out session, from multiple sold-out sessions, at the French Film Festival, we have got The Richest Woman in the World opening for a regular release.
Nice.
So starring screen legend Isabelle Huppert, we have The Richest Woman in the World, which is a French drama in French with English subtitles. It's a courtroom courtroom drama. It tackles big themes, but Isabelle Huppert has only ever been fantastic in every film she's been in, and this is her at her very best. As I said, it's been in the French Film Festival to fabulous rave reviews, and it's coming to a regular release opening today, Thursday, the 25th of June, 2026. Richest Woman in the World, rated M, and it's rated M for offensive language, sexual references and nudity. It is French, after all, and it is showing multiple times a day down here at State Cinema. We'd love to host you.
Yes, excellent. And this is really good. I like the fact that quite often you do this. You'll bring back a film that has done well in a film festival, giving people a chance to see. Because often, you get the books and you look through and you tick things, you miss them, and then you think, damn, I'm probably never going to get that one again. So big ups, absolutely, I think they say. Big ups to States.
They do. They do, as the youth say, and we are nothing if not beautiful. Yes. Sometimes if you go to a film festival, and we've talked before that you can't see every film you wanted to, because that's a lot in one go, and it's lovely to have the opportunity to catch up on films that you may have had to miss.
Yes. All right. Richest Woman in the World. Check it out down at State Cinemas. If you head to the website statecinemas.co.nz, you can even watch the trailer there and book yourself some tickets. Okay, that was quite a swing away from the other family-friendly offerings we've had so far. Nice to be, offering such a broad palette as you guys do. What else have you got that you want to mention, James?
We have, speaking of film festivals, we have the Italian Film Festival. The showings have just gone online now for you to be able to book. The brochures are in the foyer for you to pick up and peruse at your leisure. We've got a fabulous selection of the finest of Italian films, from drama and comedy to documentary. There's a couple of really interesting documentaries, one about Umberto Eco, the author, and one about Ennio Morricone, the film director. So a composer for films, Ennio Morricone, who worked a lot with Sergio Leone and then the so-called spaghetti westerns.
Yes.
And we are playing Once Upon a Time in the West as part of the Italian Film Festival, which was one of Leone's very, very best films. And one of Morricone's very best scores. And to be able to see that, they're playing in Cinema 2, so to be able to see that on a big, big screen with fabulous sound is going to be nothing short of a revelation. The Italian Film Festival is starting on the 25th of July through to the 16th of August. So it's a long festival. So no excuses. Come down and watch the cream of Italian films.
Yes, and the brochures look good. I was in there on, I think it was Monday evening, and they were up on the counter there. Cool. So, yeah, is that about us for the official lineup of what's happening down at State Cinemas?
I have one more thing to tell our fabulous listeners about, and that is the Met Opera is returning to State Cinemas. So if you can't get to the Met in New York, come down to State. The latest production that we are showing is Wagner's Tristan und Isolde. So the story of a Cornish story. My heritage is from Cornwall, so this is a very important bit of mythology from Cornish legend. So right up my alley. It is 5 hours and 18 minutes of Wagnerian wonderfulness.
Wow.
So do come along. There are intervals. Come along. And settling for 5 hours of Tristan and Isolde.
Wow.
So you're in shock.
I'm blown away.
I like that. The ticket prices remain as they normally are for our Met Opera. So you're getting a lot of opera for your buck.
Yeah.
If that's how you're measuring quality, this is a surefire winner. Tristan and Isolde is playing on Sunday, June the 28th at 2 p.m. Monday, June the 29th at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, July the 1st at 11 a.m. Obviously, it's a classic. It's a really good production. Come along. I don't know. Maybe bring a flask of coffee. She's a long one.
Wow. That's absolutely amazing. But once again, just shows the diversity of the content that you guys are playing. Now, I was going to mention, and I will mention it, it's a nice segue from the Metropolitan Opera, the Met Opera. If you haven't seen the Michael Jackson film, it's still screening, isn't it?
It is still screening.
Right. Absolutely. I just want to say, if you're a bit of a Michael Jackson fan, I think it's well worth seeing. Undeniably talented guy. It covers, you know, a fairly family-friendly version of his life between his early days with the Jackson 5 through to the Bad tour. But if you enjoyed the Freddie Mercury film, you know, about Queen and their early days, I think you will enjoy the Michael Jackson one as well. If you just want to get in, enjoy his musical talent, I think it's a great movie. So just wanted to drop that in before we wound up. It's still on. I think you should go down and catch it. There you go. That's my two cents.
I appreciate that very much, Matt. Yeah, it's not a warts and all portrayal. But it doesn't need to be. Michael Jackson was his music was, it's up there, you know, in the pantheon of popular music with Beatles, Elvis, whatever, right? So yeah, this one follows his upbringing up until the Bad tour, which was ironically rather good.
Yeah. James, thank you for your time again today. We enjoy catching up with you down at State Cinemas, catching up with what is screening, what is coming up. There's always such a diverse offering. It's always great to talk to you and hear about what is screening down there. So, yeah, on that, we will say farewell for another week. Do look after yourself, and we'll catch you the same time next week, my friend.
It's always a pleasure, Matt. You take care. I'll see you guys down at the State for some fabulous movie experiences and Khaki Day.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM. with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.